And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 16th of February, 2014. It was on this day, 1959, Fidel Castro took over as Prime Minister of Cuba. He was the son of a wealthy sugarcane farmer. He'd practiced law in Havana, but he became disillusioned with the government of Fulgencio Batista and formed the Cuban People's Party and overthrew the government. Whereupon he invited the wrath of the United States by nationalizing all the sugar plantations, many of which had absentee landlords in the United States. It's the birthday of historian Henry Adams, born Boston, 1838, grandson of John Quincy Adams, wrote several books of American history, and also his own dark and pessimistic autobiography, The Education of Henry Adams, in which he said that most Americans he had encountered had no time for thought. They saw and could see nothing beyond their day's work. Their attitude to the universe outside them was that of the deep-sea fish. It's the birthday of novelist Richard Ford, born Jackson, Mississippi, 1944, who has lived in 14 states, as well as France and Mexico. At one time, he had a townhouse on Bourbon Street in New Orleans, a house in Montana, a plantation house in Mississippi. Richard Ford said, "The really central thing is that no matter where I move, I always write, and I'm married to the same girl. All that other stuff is just filigree." His first novels were about tormented characters. His wife told him to try writing a book about somebody happy for a change. So he wrote about a sports writer, Frank Bascom, and it was his first big success. The book The Sports Writer came out in 1986. And he wrote two more novels about Frank Bascom, Independence Day, which won the Pulitzer Prize, and The Lay of the Land. And it was on this date in 1937, Wallace Carruthers and DuPont Chemical Company got a patent for the synthetic polymer called nylon. Carruthers was a gifted chemist. He'd worked on polymers at Harvard. He went to work for DuPont. They developed a synthetic rubber they called neoprene in 1931. DuPont was eager to develop a man-made substitute for silk, and Carruthers and his team spun their first nylon fibers in 1934. He suffered all of his adult life from depression, and in early 1937, Carruthers, after his favorite sister died suddenly, he went to a hotel in Philadelphia and drank a cocktail of lemon juice and cyanide. He was 41. Nylon was unveiled in 1938 at the New York World's Fair, used to make stockings, also toothbrush bristles, parachutes, flak jackets, and tires. Here's a poem for today by Dennis O'Driscoll, entitled The Fall. The backyard wall stands guard between me and the cemetery on the other side. My garden haven is a riot of color, red-hot pokers stoked like flaming swords. The far side is devoid of life, headstones drab as concrete slabs of high-rise flats. A living death, freedom of expression is withheld, travel rights suppressed, scarcities abound. Tenacious as a border guard's Alsatian, ivy sinks its vicious teeth into the wall. Its fall will force a regime change. Unite me with that darker side. The Fall, a poem by Dennis O'Driscoll from his collection Dear Life, published by Copper Canyon Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, the oldest monthly devoted to verse in the English-speaking world. Browse 100 years of poetry and become a subscriber at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Joy Biles, engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.